Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hi, Moms and Murder listeners. I'm just starting the new true crime podcast, American Hostage, and we are so excited for you to check it out as well. American Hostage is set in Indianapolis back in 1977, and it's this nail-biting true crime story starring John Hamm as Fred Heckman, who was a beloved local radio reporter who was forced into the middle of a life-or-death crisis when a man by the name of Tony Caritsis demands to be on the air live and to be interviewed during his popular radio news program.
But things become even more chaotic when, through Heckman's radio show, Caritsis becomes a media sensation and an unexpected national hero during what turned out to be a 63-hour police standoff. This is a program unlike anything you've ever heard before. We're about to play you a preview of American Hostage. While you're listening, follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge the entire season right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
The 7-second delay for live television was introduced in 1975 by NBC so that Richard Pryor could host Saturday Night Live without the network getting fined for all of his obscenities. The delay would also be useful, we discovered, if a man were to be shot point blank in the head, live on national television.
Fred Heckman, and this is the news of the day, Tuesday, February 8th, 1978.
Indianapolis 911, what's your emergency?
Yes, this the police?
This is 911 dispatch.
Is Lieutenant Collins there?
No, sir. He's not on dispatch.
Well, who you got there? Who you got there ranked high enough to take this call?
I can help you, sir, if you can tell me what your problem is.
Yes! You stand up! Do you think
sir?
I won't do it, you stupid son of a
sir?
Bitch?
Sir.
All right. I'm gonna tell you now, and you're gonna listen good, and I don't repeat myself, so you listen up now. You understand?
Yes, I'm listening,
all
sir.
All right. I've done a thing. A real serious thing. The kind of thing you aren't used to hearing about, I bet. I've taken a prisoner. And I've got him here wired shotgun barrel strapped to the back of his head. And this ain't no crank call. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I understand. But you say you've got something wired up, a shotgun?
I've got a real deal. 12-gauge shotgun wired up to the back of his head. And anything happens to me, it goes off. And if he moves, it goes off. And I got it so there's 100 ways it goes off and only one way it don't. And that's keeping me alive and good. You understand?
I understand.
And this ain't no crank call.
Yes, sir, this is not a crank call.
I don't ever have much for anyone to take, and these motherfuckers find some way to take it all, and I'm mad as hell. I swear to God, he's almost as good as dead. He's never been closer to dead than he is right now.
Sir, can you please talk to me and lower the gun, please?
I am talking to you, sir, and I ain't lowering the gun.
Can you tell me how many people you've got with you
over
there?
I just got one. One's all I wanted. Dick Hall is who I got, the son of a bitch.
Sir.
Now, I'm a mad, mean motherfucker, lady.
I understand.
And I'm the real deal.
Yes, sir, I understand the real deal.
And I'm sorry I gotta bother you all like this, but it ain't
Can
right.
you please tell me where you
129
are?
129 Canton Street.
Canton, you said?
129 Canton Street on the fourth floor in Dick Hall's office. And I'm gonna tell you again, the way you got this wired is you kill me, you kill him. My hand goes back and my fingers go limp, and he's eating shotgun shells
right,
out of the back of his head, I swear to God.
I understand, sir. We're gonna send over some of our fellas and see what we can do for
We're gonna get this settled,
him.
Baby.
Well, please don't kill him, and we're sending police on their way.
You're goddamn fucking right.
Radio Indiana. WIBC, Indianapolis.
For me, there are three tenets of journalism. One, don't make it personal. Two, don't pick a side. And three, don't become the story. I broke all three of those in the span of a single phone call.
Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.